This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The presidential candidates are wasting no time on the campaign trail. In a moment, a report on John Kerry's Western stops. But first, President Bush begins his second major campaign trip in a week this morning as he flies to Florida for a bus tour across the state's panhandle. It will be Mr. Bush's 24th visit as president to the state, whose controversial vote awarded him the presidency 4 years ago. There are also new developments in a federal investigation involving the White House. The inquiry is looking at whether an administration official leaked to the media the name of an undercover CIA agent last year. Two prominent Washington reporters have been ordered to appear before a grand jury, and one has now been found in contempt for refusing. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now to discuss both these stories. Don, the CIA leak investigation. Remind us what this is about.
Right. Background is worthwhile here. The case goes back to last July when a newspaper columnist, Robert Novak, revealed in his syndicated column the name of the agent, who happens to be the wife of a former ambassador, Joseph Wilson. The leaking of the name of an undercover operative is a federal crime, hence this investigation. Novak, in that piece, cited senior administration officials as his source, and a special prosecutor is now in charge of the case. Ambassador Wilson maintains that the leak came in retaliation for his criticisms of the administration's case for war, specifically the case the president was making regarding Iraq's weapons programs. Earlier, Wilson had been sent to Africa by the administration to investigate a possible attempt by Saddam Hussein to acquire materials for nuclear weapons. Wilson reported he could find no such link, but when the president continued to talk about such a connection, he went public, which he says led to what he considers a retaliatory leak.
And the journalists involved?
There are several journalists believed to have gotten the leak from the White House beyond Novak, though no one else published the information. Yesterday, we learned that the two in this latest report, NBC's Tim Russert, he's the host of Meet the Press, and Time Magazine's Matthew Cooper. They were both subpoenaed to testify. Both refused, but a federal judge then ordered them to do so, saying that they couldn't claim First Amendment protections. Russert, in an agreement with the prosecutor, agreed to be interviewed under oath, but not before the grand jury. He talked about a conversation he had in July of last year that he had with Vice President Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Libby, but NBC News has issued a statement stressing that Russert revealed no confidential information, and this is important, that he told the prosecutor that he was not the recipient of this leak that they're investigating. Cooper, Matthew Cooper from Time Magazine, he has refused to talk at all, so he's been found in contempt. He's appealing that ruling, saying First Amendment protections give him the right to refuse to testify. The issue is under appeal with the threat of jail time for Cooper if he loses the appeal. And just quickly here, this is evidence of the aggressiveness of this special prosecutor in trying to compel testimony from journalists, and more such subpoenas could be coming.
Today the president travels to Florida, as we just said. I understand John McCain, his sometime rival, will be with him on the campaign trail.
They'll be traveling across the panhandle. It's the site of the latest Bush bus tour. McCain is very popular, especially among independents, and he's there to give the president a boost in a state where polls show an extremely tight race. And McCain has been critical of the president on a number of issues in the past, but has been campaigning with him. Another issue in Florida that the president will be talking about is the environment. But again, he faces criticisms from the League of Conservation Voters there, who say they doubt the president's state that he's against drilling for oil and natural gas off the Florida coastline. They're saying in the past he has supported such drilling.
And just quickly, this is the start of a heavy week of campaigning for the president.
At a time when the president would usually be at his ranch, he's going to New Mexico and Arizona and Las Vegas and California and Oregon and Washington State and Iowa, all before heading home Saturday.
Don, thanks very much. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.